You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Idaho's presidential primary is now less than 3 weeks away, if you can believe that. But almost everyone's focus will be on Nevada this Saturday, because that's when that state will hold its own presidential caucuses. And political teams from Idaho, well, they will be heading to Nevada to help their candidates get out the vote effort. Our George Prentice spoke with two folks from the Bernie Sanders campaign as they talk about their hopes for the Idaho primary and how they will literally be rolling a team of campaign workers from the Gem State to Nevada early tomorrow.
I might talk about Idaho in a moment, but let's talk about Nevada first.
Sure.
So I read in the Nevada Independent in regards to your campaign's Get Out the Vote effort, and I'll quote here. For instance, one car will start in Twin Falls, Idaho, pick up voters in Jackpot and Wells, take them to an early voting site in Elko before reversing the route and ending up back in Twin Falls that night. Is that what's going on?
Absolutely. There are tens of thousands of volunteers from around the country traveling in order to support the campaign, people that are really committed to getting out the vote. Specifically, a group of our friends is heading there on the Bernie bus. They call it a Bernie bus that's going out of Boise this Friday at 3 o'clock in the morning to knock doors Friday and Saturday leading up to the caucus.
And they're heading to Reno?
Yeah, they're going to Reno.
Well, you know your campaign is gaining traction when you start hearing criticism from your opponents. So let's talk about a couple of topics of much conversation. Let's talk about healthcare for a moment. Is it Medicare for all or Medicare for anyone who wants it?
As a small business owner, I've been struggling to find affordable health coverage for my employees, and Bernie's Medicare for All plan will not only provide better coverage than what's available in our current system, but it will also save me money. Because it's a universal program, it gives the single payer the biggest benefit in negotiations for prices.
And for those who say, I like my plan, what's the answer to that?
You know, this plan being universal saves money for everybody. So I can understand liking your current plan. I promise you the Medicare for All plan is more comprehensive and costs you less.
Let's talk about firearms. Senator Sanders overall supports states' rights, but he does call for a federal ban on the sale and distribution of assault weapons. Idaho does not regulate assault-style weapons. So talk to people in Idaho who are somewhere in the middle on this.
You know, as a U.S. Army veteran, I understand what a weapon like an AR-15 is designed for. In fact, it was my weapon when I was enlisted. It was an M16. That weapon is designed for a very specific purpose, and it is to kill the most people in the shortest amount of time. For that purpose, I don't think that, especially knowing the amount of training that we received to be able to operate that weapon safely, that an untrained civilian should have any need for that. For whatever purposes they would need a weapon for, one for that purpose is not necessary for a civilian. So even as a veteran, and many veterans share the same beliefs, that we should have some common sense regulations on those weapons.
Well, the Idaho primary is Tuesday, March 10th, and you've got an event coming up, February 29th?
Rain or shine, we're going to be meet at the Capitol steps February 29th, and we'll march to Ann Morrison, where we'll have an amazing lineup of speakers, live music, local and immigrant-owned food trucks that you can purchase food from.
We understand that the biggest swing voters that the Bernie Sanders campaign is after is not necessarily a red-to-blue swing voter, but a non-voter-to-voter. So this march is to help bring more visibility to more people that might not otherwise consider the campaign.
And we're really excited to be in community with fellow Bernie Bees and hope y'all can join us. And
I'm sorry, Bernie Bees?
Bernie Bees. Verners. There's lots of names.
Okay. Sanders siblings.
Sanders siblings.
What's the chance of seeing the candidates between now and the Idaho primary day?
That's a good question. That's something that we don't know.
But that said, he did recognize Idaho in 2016 and made a point of coming here.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing that I love about Bernie Sanders is that his focus has been on governing the entire nation and bringing all of us together, even in what people think of as flyover states like Idaho. Even if it's not a state that he's likely to win in the general election, he still wants to be the president for all of us. And so he doesn't ignore small states like us. So,
can I assume that there's no such thing as a stereotypical Bernie Sanders advocate?
I would say yes. I think that there's this myth that there's a monolith or a stereotype around one type of Bernie supporter, but that's so far from the truth. If you'll note, in places like Iowa and in New Hampshire, his supporters were from a very diverse group of people. He is extremely popular with young voters, with people of color, with the working class, with blue-collar voters. The demographic is really diverse of his supporters because he talks to the American people.
It appears as if the primary slash caucus season will be a little longer than many people had guessed. I'm assuming that beyond the Idaho primary, you're still all in and might send some of your energy to other states.
Definitely. I've already been to Iowa this year to knock doors for the Bernie Sanders campaign. Because Idaho is a little earlier this year, the second Super Tuesday, they're calling it, I do expect that, especially with eight or however many candidates are still in the race right now, that it'll keep going for a while. And I fully expect that we'll continue to support the campaign however we can. You know, we've been hosting voter outreach events in Idaho since November, December now, for phone banking, for door-to-door canvassing, all kinds of different events. So,
I've learned over the years that someone's passion for a candidate is usually personal. So what's your story?
You know, for me, I'm a single mom who has lived in poverty. I worked full-time through going to school full-time, graduated with debt. For me, the fact that, and I'm also a first-generation immigrant, and for me, the fact that Bernie Sanders is not that far removed from my story and sees me is very important. You know, he's the son of a first-generation immigrant. He's Jewish. He understands what it's like to be, you know, ostracized because of an identity that you hold. He sees us struggling, and he sees the solutions that we need from government. And for me, it's very personal that a candidate is not far removed from the American people, and I think Bernie Sanders is it.
I can say that as someone who grew up in conservative rural eastern Idaho myself, I see the plans that Bernie has put forward specifically around revitalizing rural America as something that would greatly help out all of the people that I grew up with. And to me, it really is personal that he cares about, like I was talking about earlier, cares about people in flyover states, cares about people across the country, not just people that can help him in a swing district somewhere.
And I'd also like to add, I think for me, it's personal on multiple levels, but this is especially close to my heart. When I was 7, I was living in Kuwait during Desert Storm. There's nothing like having bombs ringing over your head at that age. And we lost my father during that war, and I was displaced by that war. I came to the U.S. and joined the U.S. Army. And sadly, my daughter lost her father, and not physically, but mentally, to Operation Iraqi Freedom as well. So for me, a candidate that is a pacifist and takes using military power seriously and understands the responsibility behind that and has a very dove-like foreign policy stance, that is very important to me. We've lost too many lives already.
She is Yara Slayton. He is Justin Snyder. They are with the Bernie Sanders for President campaign. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
And that was our very own George Prentice. He is our Morning Edition host, giving us that interview. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. Thank you so much for being a part of it, especially for those of you who engage with us through social media. You know, we are always looking for your ideas. If there is something that you think we need to cover that maybe we haven't, please reach out to us. You can do that by sending us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your ideas. And you know what? Maybe your idea we might actually cover here on the program. So please do send us those emails. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our general manager is Tom Michael. Our programming director is Paul Stribling. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. And guess what? You can catch Will live with his band Like a Dog on Monday night at the Regal Beaver in downtown Boise. Also, a shout out to our intern Chloe Ball and our program associate Molly Wampler. Did you know also that Idaho Matters, we're in a podcast form? I know some of you know, but some of you might not know that. So catch up with the show wherever you take your smartphone. You can download and subscribe on the Apple Podcast or any of your favorite podcast apps, and it's free. For those of you who have not listened in podcast form, it's free. You just have to download it. Thank you again for being a part of Idaho Matters. It's Thursday. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and as always, we'll see you back here tomorrow.